Well, when the cat is away, the mice will play, right? So, while Father Gary's away, I will preach today. Lucky you or lucky me, I don't know, that I get to practice once more here another homily. No worries, no worries. I won't torture you much this time. I promise you this time is going to be shorter than last time. Today, our Lord is inviting us to reflect, to renew our prayer life, to reflect on what prayer is all about. So, what is prayer? Ask the person right next to you, what is prayer to you? I heard here a conversation with God. Well, let me share with you what a doctor of the church says about prayer. She says, prayer, in my opinion, is nothing else than a close sharing between friends. It means taking time frequently to be alone with Him who we know loves us. Saint Teresa of Avila, we just celebrated her memory yesterday. She says, prayer, in my opinion, is nothing else than a close sharing between friends. It means taking time frequently to be alone with Him who we know loves us. Wow. It sounds beautiful, huh? Speaking of prayer, let me share with you what happened to me years ago, maybe like 12 or 14 years ago, something like that, more or less. When I was discerning my calling, I went to my brother Diego, the second oldest brother in my family, and I said, Diego, you know what? I'm struggling with this. I cannot sleep. I'm just thinking about this idea that maybe God is calling me to become a priest, but I'm not really sure. And he said, well, pray. And I thought, okay, what? How do you do that? How do you eat that? How does it look like? What is prayer? Well, I mean, I went to Catholic school, went to catechism and all that, so I thought, I should know how to pray, right? It took me a year. It took me a year to find out what He wanted for me. Sometimes, even in the morning, between 5 or 6 in the morning, I wasn't able to sleep, so I got up, went to the altar where at my parents' house, and I said, you know what? There is something within me, Lord. What is it that you want for me? No feelings? No voice? Nothing. And I thought, well, if this is prayer, forget about it. I'm not praying anymore. I mean, I'm supposed to feel good. I'm supposed to feel happy, right? I'm supposed to relax during prayer. And I'm just here struggling with you because you don't want to tell me what you want for me in life. And again, it took me a year. Or it took him a year for me to understand what he wanted. The answer I got from him is what makes me stand here before you. I would love to share with you the details, the different signs that he gave me that I understood, you know, later on as his signs, his little details. But the answer I heard in prayer was, yes, I am inviting you to become a priest. I'm not here pretending I am an expert when it comes about prayer. I'm just a partner in crime with you. I'm walking along with you, discerning learning how to pray. But we heard what Saint Teresa of Avila, doctor of the church, says about prayer. Prayer
is about a close sharing between friends. But how do we pray? Do we pray with faith, with conviction, shamelessly? Do we pray expecting that we want, that we are going to receive what we want? How do we pray? Prayer is powerful. It changes our hearts and opens our ears for Him to hear what He wants. It can move even the coldest hearts to conversion, as we heard today in the gospel. Now, prayer doesn't mean listening to yourself speak. Prayer means calming down and being still and waiting until you hear God. And this is coming from the Danish philosopher and theologian Søren Kierkegaard. Pardon my accent. You might be praying right now, "Oh God, I hope He doesn't make me fall asleep," right? Don't pray for that. But now prayer is not all about getting relaxed and calming down our senses. We cannot replace our prayer life with a massage session. Prayer is not about relaxing and feeling better. Yes, it is true that prayer may help us to feel better, that it may reduce our anxiety levels, and so on. We still need to consider what St. John Paul II says about prayer. He says, "Prayer gives us the strength for great ideals, for keeping up our faith, charity, unity, purity, generosity. Prayer gives us the strength to rise up from indifference and guilt. If we had the misfortune to give in to temptation and weakness, prayer gives us light by which to see and to judge from God's perspective and from eternity. That is why we must not give up on praying. Keep praying." There was a point in my life that I thought that by praying and attending Mass, I was sort of accumulating points in this sort of rewards card, you know, to earn heaven, so that God would give me whatever I wanted. Unfortunately, my relationship with God, my prayer life, was becoming very functional and pragmatic. In some sense, God became like a divine vending machine. And God is not like a divine vending machine. It is not a matter of cling, depositing my coin, my prayer, and wait to get what I had prayed for. And that was happening to me at some point. Prayer is powerful and transforms us in a way that we may become more open to hear His loving will. In words of the German Jesuit and theologian Karl Rahner, we must understand, he says, we must understand that there are two parts to a prayer of petition. And today, what we heard in the gospel is a clear example of what a prayer of petition is all about. Prayer of petition has two parts then. Number one, assurance that the prayer will be heard. Are you still with me? Assurance that the prayer will be heard. And the second part is an absolute renunciation of an answer according to one's own will. In other words, "Lord, this is what I need. This is what I want. Let it be done according to your will. If we expect that God will answer our prayers exactly as we requested, if we want God to give us according to what we have given to Him, we may be worshiping an idol and not the real God. Because the real God is a merciful and tender Father that gives us more than what we deserve or can think of. He answers to all our prayers with His own love. Love is His answer to all our prayers. Allow me, please, to share with you 5 ways by which God always answers our prayers. And this is by Father Thomas Kohler, one of my seminary professors. He says that God always answers our prayers, and He does so in 5 different ways. Number 1, by granting our request. Number 2, by giving us something way better. Number 3, by removing the desire. Number 4, by giving us grace and strength to endure patiently for God's answer. Number 5, finally, by fully and completely granting it in heaven. But we must trust our prayer as well. Today's gospel challenges us to pray with boldness and resolution, to bother as the widow did in the gospel, until we see God's will being accomplished in our lives. As strange as it may sound, prayer is a gift that one obtains through prayer. Just like one learns how to swim by swimming, one learns the art of prayer by praying. Let me ask you a question. How many of you like cooking? That's good to know. I am available for lunch. Those who like cooking, did you learn how to cook by only memorizing the recipe or watching a cooking show? No. I bet you learn how to cook by rolling up your sleeves and by getting your fingers burned from time to time on the stove. How about those who like sports? That's good. Did you learn how to play by only watching games on TV or going to the stadium? I bet you learn how to play any given sport by practicing it and working up a sweat. Today's gospel is inviting us all, whether we like or dislike cooking and sports, to follow a recipe. A what? A recipe. A divine recipe. A kind of workout or gospel fitness program that will give us a benefit. It tells us what to pray for, how to pray, and what the reward will be if we pray. My brothers and sisters, we cannot only hear the gospel and pretend that we know how to apply it. Just like cooking or practicing a sport, we need to get a hands-on experience to pray shamelessly. Saint Augustine says that as our body cannot live without nourishment, so our soul cannot spiritually be kept alive without prayer. But some of us may say, wait a minute, Deacon Gonzalo. I'm new. I don't know how to pray. Well, maybe this advice from Saint Jose Maria Escrivá de Balaguer, founder of the Opus Dei in Spain, will help you. He says, you don't know how to pray? Put yourself Once again, put yourself in the presence of God. And as soon as you have said, "Lord, I do not know how to pray," you can be sure that you have already begun. But let me ask you something. Why do we pray? When someone tells you, "Oh, I'll pray for you," what do they mean? Are they going to curse you or bless you? So, we pray because we are people in love. We are people of faith. When someone talks to God about you or on your behalf, he or she is showing you love. We petition to God who knows us through and through because we know that he is our answer to our prayers. Pray without fear. Do not get ashamed of asking for God's blessing on your food while in the cafeteria during lunch. Let us visit our Lord more often in the Blessed Sacrament. Let us pray even if we are in a state of mortal sin. Pray while driving, from work. Pray anywhere you want. But pray, my brothers and sisters, let us pray in a way that nothing we ask may be denied. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.